both made speeches to the rest of the group, and they voted on who was going to be the MP. With our role set out, we needed to raise money and further develop the foundations for our idea.
Firstly, our first idea was to have yearbooks for the leading years in our school. But we thought, as we are only 10 originally as a business, we thought that would be too much hassle for us to organise distribution, buying the product, and having the product given to the customers. The second idea was managing events for people ranging from birthdays to meetings. And as the same problem occurred, that we had small numbers in our business, so we thought it'd be too much of a hassle again, and it'd be a disappointment if we didn't deliver what we promised. So we focused on our photography, where Liz personally has a passion for it, and we thought we'd go do that. And from then on, we had photography as a business idea.
Well, now we've got our business set out, we decided to test that idea at our school discos, which worked really well. We then went and researched some larger school events, such as the Year 11 Prom, Year 13 Leaders Ball, and the PTA Summer Ball. We contacted the organisers and since received permission for all those events. We're in the process of getting back questionnaires we've sent out to all those different year groups and target groups, and we're awaiting feedback.
For our fundraising to start off our business, we had our drama department in St. Nicholas ask us if we could produce some tickets and sell them to advertise them around the school and the local area to get the numbers in and increase our profits. And as always, we wanted to help our school community, and we were obliged to help them. We came along with the money making and choose bonus. Our smaller fundraisers were the glow sticks, where we sold them at our discos, and we made Christmas cards and decorations for the festive season. And with the Valentine's Day, we did the roses, and it went well.
So we all put in
£15
each, which came to £135. The other member who was in our group did not hand in his money, so we had to fire him. He wasn't contributing to the group at all. We raised quite a lot of money from the Oliver production, about £255. And with all our other low-key fundraisers, it accumulated to quite a reasonable amount of money, which meant and later on we got a lot of larger profits predicted as our business grew.
We have £258 in profit, and